Well, hello. Hello. And hello. Get up and dance. Yeah, get up and dance. I want to hear it. I want to hear everybody dancing. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Anderson. And this is BBS Radio. I call it Radio Free America because we're free to say what we want on this radio show. And believe me, we talk much more about things truthfully than the big networks, the big conglomerates, the three-letter agencies, the three-letter stations. Yeah, those, the commercial ones. We don't have any commercials here. How about that? But we have truth, unaltered, unfiltered truth. Hey, you know the most important thing that happened this week? Let me tell you. This is Connect the Dots radio show. And hey, connect these dots. The government of Tennessee in the USA has banned chemtrails officially. Yep, they passed a law banning the spraying of aerosols across their territory. And I hope that's enough to scare away the chemtrail planes. We'll see how this develops. But hey, it's a start in the right direction. If every government in the world were to ban the chemtrail planes, then we could have fresh air again eventually. Well, we all ought to be thanking Tennessee for taking the first step forward in the right direction. May others follow quickly. There is no reason why every state in the United States shouldn't ban chemtrails. You realize what an evil thing that is. You realize what a waste of taxpayers' money that is, and plus it's destroying our dear Mother Earth and doing all kinds of other bad things, and it's paid for with taxpayers' money. Is that sickening? Well, that's just reminding you, hey, when November comes around, some of you know that I'm running for president as a write-in candidate. Well, make your vote count. Write my name in, because I'm the guy who's against chemtrails and publicly will say it, all right? These other wannabes or so-called pretenders or show-offs in front of the camera, not one of them is talking about stopping this, huh? So you're going to allow yourself to get tricked for somebody who doesn't want to stand up for things that are correct, doesn't really care about your health, and all the other things being done bad to you. There ought to be all kinds of laws against preventing these bad things from happening. And, hey, we're back on the vaccine bandwagon. Yeah, if you're paying attention, they're still promoting that crap. But what's interesting is somebody put out a list of the so-called superstars that were threatening you, calling you bad names if you didn't get vaccinated. They had the audacity, even the whole concert, to hold their concerts only for vaccinated fools. And the real science has proved these guys wrong. Let's not forget who these jerks are. And I'll call them jerks. The audacity to use their public popularity to misguide people when they themselves are even below the level of a quack. They know nothing about health care. But they were jumped on the bandwagon to get a little publicity that we should be following the stupid commands of corrupt governments. Yeah. Let's just name a few of them. Bruce Springsteen, oh my God, you never attend his concerts again. And the guy from Twisted Sister, I won't even mention his name, you know who he is. But yeah, he was out there grandstanding too, you know. And Rod Stewart, come on. You used to be a popular guy, but man, you jumped on the wrong bandwagon here, pal. You know, we ought to have a record burning event for your discs for trying to misguide people. And it's Adele, yeah, oh my gosh, she was on the bandwagon too. And somebody, I don't know, the list goes, oh yeah, Gene Simmons of Kiss. Ha, my God, what a backstabbing traitor you are. Yeah, traitor to the human race, you know? Yeah, you're unmasked already, a mask for a fool, using your popularity to misguide poor innocent people into doing something to destroy their health. Well, I just wanted to mention a few of these clowns that were out there. I think it was another one, yeah. Jerky Howard Stern himself, yeah. Another filthy rich big mouth, you know, misguiding people. Well, hey, the list goes on and on. But it's out there. It's on the internet. So much for that. Let's just move on here. Along with that, people are putting out lists, you know, the tragic thing that happened this last week. Have to talk about it. It's news. Terrorists, who all seem to be Arabs, you know, burnt down, purposely burnt down an event, you know, the other in Moscow, killing at least 150 innocent people. And these people, they were out there having even a good time, and these disgusting animals that they were caught, and they were the Russians had them testifying in front of the camera, and they asked them key questions. Why did you do this? And these thoughtless, careless animals, willing to kill innocent people with no shame or no regret, are out there telling you that they got paid money to do this. And they and the information that they were revealing under being already captured was that they didn't know who was giving them the money. Oh, what's the difference, you know? It was just money to kill people, and they had no qualms about that. And these were all Arabs. So, you know, we have to question who's behind it. You know, and then and during the same week, what came out, hey, I'm connecting the dots here, people are making the post that ISIS was created by Mossad. You know, that's the Israeli version of our CIA. You know, people that create false flag events. So, you know, it could have been them paying the Arabs, the stupid Arabs are willing to kill anybody, especially if there's money on the table for them to be made, and their sick ideology that anyone doesn't see things their way deserves to die. But that's what's going on, you know? And interesting point made, you know, take it for what it's worth, the Russian Putin, he gave an interview of that, and he said, we've caught the murderers, but we're not stopping there. We want to find the people behind this thing who are willing to pay out the money and set these people up in our country to go do this dirty deed, horrible terrorist action. And he made note that when they caught up with them, they were all headed in the direction of the Ukraine. Okay, that could be by chance, or could it? And that's the story with that. And it's still ongoing because the Russian, Mr. Putin, said he's going to go after, him and his army are going to go after to find out who sent the money to create this horrible event. And of course, part blame has to go to the Arabs. They're willing to do this. Just pay us the money and we'll kill innocent people without batting an eyelash. And need to look into that story. It's out there. But it's happening now. And then connect that with ISIS was created by Mossad. Look into that one. Check it out. And, of course, I've said, I think, on the, another show, the whole thing with the October 7th massacre in just north of Gaza there by Hamas. Hamas is another organization that works with the Israeli government. So that definitely was a false flag event. They left the gate open, and sure, give the murderers, you know, cult members a chance to go in and butcher innocent people. Oh, and they'll grab that. They can't resist. And that's how this Gaza war is going now. And of course, we have to start thinking about, you know, most of the weaponry that is being used in this war comes from the United States government, not the U.S. people, but the crooks in D.C. that'll do anything for profit. And they're making off money on it, too. Get back money from the war manufacturers and et cetera, et cetera. Well, so much for that horrible news. But, hey, I think it's a full moon out tonight. How about that for changing the topic quickly? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Yeah, you know the number, 888-627-6008. All you need is a telephone. And hopefully you'll call in and share some important information, because that's what your show is all about, educating the public, connecting the dots for them, revealing hidden truths. Now, why I mentioned it's a full moon? Well, full moon is energy. You know, a couple of weeks ago was a new moon, and I mentioned that this is the time to put something in motion, and it keeps gaining energy by the more of the moon that's shown to us. And now we're at the top of the full moon. We're at the top of gathering energy, and there is what's called a booster meditation. Just about an hour and 10 minutes after this show ends. Yeah, that's how soon it's happening. Right after this show ends, go an hour and 10, hour and 13 minutes. So technically it would be 3:13 a.m. on Monday. And then, of course, it won't be exactly after this show. It'll be 24 hours, then an hour and 13 minutes. It happens on the 25th in the New York City area, 3:13 a.m. So you got to be up early for that. But if you're a night owl like me, it won't be any problem. But it's worth it. You know, we're talking about our Mother Earth there. We're talking about all the goodies coming down from the galaxy, the good people coming to our world. And we're talking about the energy buildup for on April 8th. Yeah, the big eclipse, the energy is building up for that, you know? And this is the booster energy that we can connect with it by participating in this planned meditation. So I got to tell you now, so count 24 hours beyond this show, and then add an hour and 10, hour and 13 minutes. You want to get there a little earlier. And the site to go to is welovemassmeditation.com. Or if you're on Twitter, you can look up the hashtag 777 underscore starseed. And they have an easy click on thing to the English translation for this meditation. Well, there it is. Be a participant in life. Don't let life pass you by. You know, this is a monumental point in time. And then next week will be another monumental point in time on August April 8th, hey, you know, we all can make a little mistake, but I correct my mistakes very quickly. Anyhow, that's it. Mark that on your calendar. You know, put it in your phone or something. You know, Monday, March 25th at 3:13 a.m. If you're in the New York City area, and you can, now that you have that info, you'll find out your own time zone if you're not on the East Coast here. Yeah. So these are important things. And if you happen to be in New York State, up in Rochester, New York, the one called Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation, and not to be confused with the Federation, but the Galactic Confederation. He represents them. He represents the resistance movement that is working hard to clear all the underground negative ET races. And while we're connecting that, he has an event, Cobra, has an event in Rochester, New York on April 8th. And they'll take a break during the lecture to watch the eclipse, which will happen at, I think, 2:18 in the afternoon. An easy time to go out and look if you're in the United States. And, of course, that's Eastern Daylight Time. You can figure out your own time. Of course, it's listed out there. You know, that's why everyone should join Twitter, really. Not that Twitter is the great place in the world. It's still run by a rich fool who doesn't really understand the common people. Still lets all the crap in Twitter to make it difficult, you know. Where the AI machinery puts up the roadblock and says, no, you can't. We'll delete your tweet before you get done writing it. If they don't want you to tweet about something, this nonsense still goes on. So somebody tell me, what did Elon ever do for Twitter? I say nothing. he divided it into two sections now. There's the elite who have to pay the money to get that blue check mark. And there's the rest of us that refuse to pay money. And, of course, the threat is, like, don't think these blue check people are going to see your tweets, because they're not, unless they happen to be following you. That's how it is. And you can't message these people either unless you're a blue checker yourself. Well, talk about dividing the culture of Twitter. Boy, they've done it there. It's disenfranchising those of us that don't want to play the protection money, yet we could call it. And basically, that's what it is. Now, it's not fair. It's wrong. He doesn't need the friggin' money. And it would be better if a poor person owned Twitter, you know? They wouldn't think of doing this craziness, and then get rid of the roadblocks, too. I'll tell you right now, Elon's listening. Of course, he's not. But give the Twitter over to me. You don't need any money for it. Just give it to me, and I'll show you how to make it the best social media thing ever. Because you took it over, and you created divisions, and you didn't take out the bad things. And, what the hell did you do, man? You know, and then you try to walk around in glory like you're some great person. You're not, okay? Really? Oh, I just had to say that. But, hey, you could be a good guy. Musky man, yeah, you could be a good guy, but you're going to have to do things differently. You're going to have to start thinking more about the common people, and you got to start thinking less about making money. Come on, you got more money now than you could ever spend. And let me tell you, like I'll tell everyone, you only got a year left before the transition happens. Why is no one talking about it except me? You know, I've been following this for God knows how long now. 6 years, if not longer. And I became aware about it by joining Twitter. And I found out that what's going down and what's been going on behind the scenes is something that started back in 2012. But you can find out yourself. Go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com, and scroll down and try to recapture some of the stuff that's that used to be all out there for free from back, all the way back to 2012. But you can still catch the important comments at the Phoenix Conference from February there in Phoenix, Arizona. And you can get the update on what's happening with the Monday booster meditation. And you can buy tickets. again, these kind of things keep the poor people out. And I'm sure they cost money to put on the show, but at the same time, the prices, come on. $100 to listen to Cobra talk. We're going to get the info on it a week later anyhow, but to be part of it, yeah, it's important. It might be a great event. It might feel good to be there. You get to talk to some of these people that have the direct connections to the resistance movement, have the direct connections to the benevolent entities that are removing the reptilians and Dracos. In fact, the most recent news is most of these groups have been removed from Earth, pretty much physically. There's still a few little hot spots of evil darkness, and might I point out from what I've learned following this people for the last 6 years or so, that the supercomputers that serve the dark side are on Long Island and in the capital of Israel. Well, who would have thought that? Talk about world control through different entities. Yeah, and the New World Order. And, of course, key players in the New World Order are the Israeli bankers, the Rothschild family. Yeah, Jacob Rothschild got caught by trying to escape after death, and they took him out and disintegrated him in the central sun. That's what happens to evil people that can't change their evil ways. They die, they'll still get you in the astral realm or the etheric realms. All dimensions have those extra areas of them that we can't see into unless we have special talents. And that's connecting the dots with all those key players. How about that? And of course, people are really connecting the dots well on Twitter. You ought to join just for that. Somebody had a list of the 10 countries that don't use the Rothschild banking firm control of money throughout the world. And of course, there's Russia, China, blah, 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 Cuba, you know, the ones we call the bad guys. Why are we calling them the bad guys? Well, they won't cater to the Israeli bankers who control the world through central banks and control the money supply of the world and to a very large extent. And that's why these 10 countries are bad guys, because they won't play along with the New World Order. And yeah, they're one of the key players, Israeli government. And of course, they're calling them the Zionists now. That word's been around for quite a while. And as I have said many times, the sad problem with every country in the world is the people of the country and government that rules over them are separate entities. You know, the governments, they all cater to the New World Order. They all cater to money. And that's their priority, self-serving themselves and not the people that they are supposed to be serving. I'm sure there have been times, short patches of history, where governments have done. It's happened here in America for short periods of time. But then it flips back to how the money controls everything. And that's where your politician allegiances are. They tell you what you want to hear until they get elected and to get elected. And then when they get in, they kind of forget about the poor people, you know, and the people that are Trump lovers. You better wake up. This guy's a billionaire. He doesn't know anything about taking care of the poor people. You know, he knows about grandstanding and telling you what you want to hear, and he knows about a few business tricks, you know? But when election time comes around, I'm the guy, I am the common man candidate, and I'm running as a writing candidate because that's what our poor people can do, and I am poor. I live below the poverty level. But I'm happy because I learned it growing up as a poor person to live happily as a poor person, and I do. And but I know what the needs of the regular people are. I still mingle with them, you know, because I am one of them. I'm not a billionaire elite who flies on planes, his own private planes, and plays with bankrolls of money, other people's money, and doing all kinds of corrupt business deals. Yeah, and let's face it, Trump is a corrupt businessman. And he's sure he did some great things as the president. He got the other jerks, the other millionaire, billionaire elite countries to pay in some more money to what? A fake organization that doesn't serve the general public. It serves the people in power. It serves the corporations. It serves the elite. All these things like NATO, the UN, they're not for the common people. Never were. You know? So what's the difference if Trump makes them pay their fair share? You know? I mean, that's a good point, but how does that really do anything for you, the common person? It doesn't. So I'm trying to wake you up to the reality here. Don't expect a billionaire to serve the general public. These people born with a silver spoon in their mouth, they don't know anything about the common people. They don't know about the suffering. They don't know about how it is that they live from paycheck to paycheck, day to day, or out there scavenging junk to make a few bucks to get by to the next day. I've done all of those things. And so I know all about what it's about. I stood at the bottle can machine with my cans I collected on the street to get 5 cents a can and put them in the machine. And I had to wait online for that. And all I ended up with was a few bucks, but it could get me some food to make it through the next day. And that's what it is to know what it is to be a poor person and a common person, you know? And don't expect these rich people. Come on, who are the big parties in the U.S. promoting? They're promoting Trump, a billionaire who born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and they're promoting a total idiot called Biden, who's, we don't even know if he's real anymore. There must be 5 different clone models of him out there: Stuttering Joe, Sleepy Joe, Fall Down the Stairs Joe, Mumble Incoherently Joe, and I think one of the models can actually read off a teleprompter and stay on a course. And there's words out there that the real Joe Biden was killed right after he took office. So we got U.S. is a government run by a puppet, New World Order puppet. And the guy's filthy rich, too. His family is, you know. And they're getting away with murder, literally. And they're making all the wrong decisions because that's what they're getting paid to do by the New World Order. New World Order wants everything chaotic everywhere because it helps them. They get one step closer to setting up the New World Order where they fully control every aspect of your life. You don't believe me? Listen to Klaus Schwab and all his crazy ideas. And meanwhile, they keep all the goodies for themselves and they cheat us in every way possible. They don't allow us to have the free energy that was invented long time ago and stifled by the power companies. Yeah, that's the real U.S. history. And they want to pretend nothing's happening behind the scenes with the aliens and the defeat of the dark forces. They are being defeated. The war has already been won, but we have a few battles to iron out here in the last year. And it has been broken down, the event where The whoosh of energy comes in and changes our reality forever in a better way. You know, we, the ugly caterpillars, are going to turn into butterflies at that moment. We're going to be getting a new crystalline body, one that doesn't age like the one we have, you know, one that isn't flawed, one that stays in perfect health, one that doesn't stays young. And we'll have the opportunity to make our body as youthful as we want it to be with the technology that our friendly collective brothers and sisters are willing to share with us, as well as the med beds and the replicators, just like on Star Trek. Talk to the machine and it'll make you up whatever you want. Yeah, and everybody will have one eventually. And there'll be a sharing of the wealth. Much of the wealth from the dark forces has been already taken over by the resistance, by those who are here from across the galaxy to free us from the tyranny of the dark forces. And that's being kept in an account that can't be hacked. And that money will be given equally to everyone on Earth. So everyone will have plenty of money, and we'll continue from that point on. And that will happen very shortly, right after this thing called the event. The immediate follow-up, any remaining pieces of trash, like Natu, they're still alive, will be picked up, taken away for disintegration. So these people probably, we think, deserve to go and suffer in hell. Well, that's not how it works, apparently. That was the make-believe story that they tried to create a hell for us, that they were able to, if they were able to control us enough and put us to live a lifetime in a hell that they created, the dark forces created. But in the real universe, you just get recognized for the evil piece of trash you are, and then you get taken away and disintegrated into the great central sun. And that's how it's played out in reality, and that is what is going to happen, and it's going to happen in about a year. You know, a few people, you know, certain part of the population will be shocked when it happens. When they feel this energy, they don't know what's happening, and followed up by a full-scale landing of extraterrestrials on planet Earth. And it will be like a science fiction movie. They've already told us how they're going to go about it. They are going to take over the airwaves. And just like in the science fiction movie, they're going to say, people of Earth, we've come to rescue you. We have come to land on your world and ask you to join our galactic confederation. Fear not, but we will land tomorrow all across your globe, and we will remove the remaining evil. You have nothing to fear unless you're evil. And that's it. That's the message similar to that. They will be leaving, and after however many days, it probably will take less than a week to round up all the bad guys, because they have the technology to know wherever they might decide to hide. And there won't be any place on Earth they'll be able to hide. And if they try to leave, they got all the exits blocked off. So they'll catch them in another dimension trying to leave. That's it. And then we'll get, once they wrapped up, the remaining bad guys, there will be no evil left on Earth, no evil creatures left. And that will be the beginning of the new reality of peace on Earth forevermore. And we will get full disclosure of all that has been kept from us. And of course, we'll be given the free energy that it already exists. It's only these filthy, rich, dirtbag scum that aren't even deserve to be called human beings who are keeping these free energies from us and making our lives difficult and creating shortages and creating fake food and spring chemtrails and all those bad things trying to destroy our health with 5G frequencies, and then lying to us and tricking to us is into installing this in our homes so they can make us deteriorate our health 24/7. You know, if you have 5G being broadcast into your house, wake up and get rid of it. It's harmful to you. 5G frequencies can be safe if they're sent over fiber optic cables into your house. But at the same time, as soon as it gets in the house, don't use a router. Use Ethernet cables. You know? And of course, they're not going to tell you this stuff because they're all in on the scam. They're all in on participating for the sake of profit, participating on destroying the human race, making people suffer so they can make a little profit for themselves. And time to wake up and find that out. But full disclosure of everything, you know, everything that has been kept from us, and that's probably a lot, will be given to humanity once our galactic brothers and sisters, the good guys, land. And that is promised to happen in the first half of 2025. Oh, could be January, but then it might not be till June. No one knows the real day, just like that quote in the Bible where Jesus is asked about a time and he says, no one knows the time. And that's how it's going to play out, like that. And a little bit of information I picked up just the other day. It's a lot of stuff on Twitter, you know, so maybe some of it's lies, it's not, but I go with the premise, well, it's truth first until I find out differently. If it makes sense, I am. I'll accept it as truth, if it makes sense, you know. And one of the star seeds, because I follow quite a few star seeds, they're the ones who came from, they come from other worlds, and they incarnate on our planet to help with this ascension event that's coming, ushering in the age of Aquarius officially. And that's why they're here. They're here to anchor in. That's the mission of authority, to anchor in the light frequencies and to help us educational-wise, too, where they can give us bits of information. And this one starseed happened to say there are no ascended masters on Earth right now. Is that true? I don't know. But it's something to think about. And then along with that came the warning about all the false prophets that are popping up, all the false star seeds that are popping up, all the false religious leaders that are popping up, trying to deceive the general masses. And if there's slick talkers, they probably are capable of deceiving many. That's why you have to be on your toes. You have to gain some knowledge. You have to listen to shows like mine here, Connect the Dots, tell your friends to listen to, and get the show also, and get an education of what's happening around you. Because if you turn on the boob tube, it's like everything I'm talking about here, none of it is happening, you know? And the boob tube won't even acknowledge about the Russian atrocity, you know? I look for some news, because I turn on the boob tube, to find out what the enemy is doing. There were two political news shows on today for what I could, for the channels I could pick up. I don't have cable. No, I am in New York. We get free, you know, you can have over free airwave stations, digital stations. Yeah, over 60 in the New York area. Yeah. You know? Depends on how many your machines can pick up when you turn on the TV. And you just do a free scan and it picks them up. I did this morning just to see how many more I could pick up. And my TV right now is 69 free digital stations. So all I could find were these two shows. It was like the PBS NewsHour. And there you got four idiots, five idiots talking about basically nothing. Talking the party line, you know, either with the Democrat Party line or the Republican Party line. Nothing about the reality of what's happening behind the scenes, making mentions of whatever Trump says and attempting to make him look stupid. And they're a little more lenient on Biden, though they're kind of acknowledging now that he's causing a split in his party because he's so incompetent. And of course, he was out there, I don't know, just like a week or two ago, telling people to get vaccines again. Come on. How can, you know, that's the consideration these politicians have for you. You know, they're willing to still promote the lies because someone is paying the money to do it. Yeah, Big Pharma has plenty of money to spend. They milk it out of you your whole life. You know, Big Pharma, these aren't real medications. These aren't real cures. It's all about economy. They want to keep you sick because that's how they make money. If they cured you, they put themselves out of business now. Oh, isn't that a shame? Well, that's the business model that runs the world. And it's sickening, you know? And anyhow, that's what they were talking about. Nobody was talking anything. No one even gave mention to what's happening in Russia. In fact, the one DW News, they had the audacity to put a program on from 3 days ago talking about how Putin's going to win the election because it's all rigged. You know, the election is over. And instead of talking about the 150 innocent people that got killed by terrorists who were paid money by some unknown source, you know, 150 innocent people killed by Arab terrorists, and Arab terrorists, they have no regret for what they did. You can see it on the camera, you know. They're only willing to give out limited information because they had been caught. And for all we know, they were lying too, you know. They just made that story up. We get caught, we'll say, some unknown people paid us. For all we know, the one guy admitted he was listening to one of those crazy Imams that want to rally the Arab people up to kill the infidels, and that's the rest of us, because we don't want to join their cult or whatever they call it. And and so that's all I could find, you know, and that's a sad state of affairs, really, that and most people, you know, the majority of the people in this world, they turn on the BlueTube and they think they're getting, you know, important information, only important information to what the world controllers want you to regard as important. And they tell you nothing about the truth of what's going on behind the scenes, nothing about the ETs that have been here for decades. There's the bad ETs who control the New World Order. They're rapidly being removed. The New World Order might be controlling itself now. Who knows? Or it's no longer controlled by negative ETs, but then it probably is still to some extent. And if not, they're running on automatic now, and they're still holding on to their diehard dreams of them having their New World Order. Well, there's going to be a New World Order, but it's not going to be run by the crooked New World Order. Not by these rich elite. No, the New World Order will be after the event, and it will be in line with the light, in line with the true God, in line with high vibrational frequencies of love and sharing and caring. And so that's why you want to help. I'll go back to the first thing I said. That's why you want to participate in this upcoming booster meditation, because you want a loving, peaceful world. We all want it, you know? We all want peace. We all want love. So help make it happen sooner by participating in this booster meditation, March 25th. Early morning in the New York area, Eastern Daylight Time at 3 13 a.m. But tune in to the site that'll have to walk you through it, especially if this is your first meditation. It's really quite easy. And yeah, tune in at maybe 10 minutes after 3 in the morning. And I've told you already, but I'll tell you again. WeLoveMassMeditation.com, or if you're on Twitter, go to the hashtag 777_starseed, and scroll down till you find the advertisement for the booster meditation, and they'll have a blue YouTube identification for English-speaking people there, and you can click on that. And mark on your calendar, hey, the solar eclipse is going to be a culmination of a lot of energy that's been building up. And, of course, it's a great event to watch, solar eclipse. And that's happening on April 8th at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Be sure to protect your eyes if you're out there looking at the event. Sunglasses on, et cetera, et cetera. You know, heed the warnings. And, hey, this is the call-in radio show. You yeah, you still have time to call in, 888-627-6008. And talk about star seeds. There happens to be this star seed out there that made this quote that I picked up on this afternoon. And this Star Street Seed person was making a ridiculous comment about why the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all male, referred to as males. And then another ridiculous statement is, well, how can anything be considered real without a female? Well, I offered to explain to this person. I tweeted her back a response to her statement there. If you really, I mentioned that I've explained this many times on this show. And if that you would really like to know, call into the radio show and I'll explain it to you personally. Well, looking at what time it is, and we only got like 12 minutes left of the show, I think she has filed herself under the category of being unresponsive. And so be it. You earn your colors in this world one way or another. And maybe you'll find out. Well, eventually you'll find out. But I'm not going to repeat it. If you can't bother to call into the show, I'm not going to solve that riddle mystery for you tonight. You'll have to, though I've done it many times before, what can I say? You're probably not even listening. Anyhow, you know, you might have an ego trip. Oh, I'm a starseed. Well, why should I call in your radio show? You tell me something. Well, you might have an ego problem. Who knows? Who even cares? So be it. It is what it is, as they say. I'll say this. Of all the star seeds I follow, most of them, virtually all of them, give out tons of important information. They're talking about the new reality coming on, the bringing on of the fifth dimension. They're talking about the victory of the light. They're talking about the elimination of darkness. They're talking about doing things so we can raise our vibration, like breathing, meditation. You know, you need to set us, if you want meditation to help you out personally, a personal meditation in your own home, alone, in silence, you need to set a schedule so that you do it every day, and then you'll get some results. Plus, you need to consciously practice your breathing, you know, by inhaling through your nose and kind of watching it, or feeling that breath going down your spine through your lungs, expanding your lungs and expanding out your stomach. And then exhaling, pulling in your stomach and going back up the spine out your nose. And consciously do this as much as possible. Take a deep breath, go, and let it out, and then do it again. Conscious breathing. This will help you raise your vibration. Of course, you know, if you have in your heart, your heart is your most powerful organ, not your brain. You can project love, feel for it, have love for things, want to help people out, and then do help people out. These are loving gestures and help increase your vibration. And then there's so many other people willing there to at least open your eyes to gain an understanding of what amazing, wonderful creatures we human beings are, and that we have the power once we're finally taught, and we will be taught after the event, of how to manifest our Merkaba. Yeah, it's the energy, the two tetrahedrons, one up, one down, that interconnect and spin in opposite directions. We all have these energy tetrahedrons built around our body, centered around the heart chakra, and they're spinning in opposite directions. When we can control that spin with our minds, we can create the vehicle known as the Merkaba. It's an energy vehicle, and we can leave our physical form and enter as spirit into that vehicle and travel anywhere in the universe. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, look forward to it, because a year or a little over a year, we're going to start learning about that, how to do it. And we're going to free ourselves from the limitations that have been imposed upon us by the dark forces. There's plenty to look forward to. Hey, a world without evil? Oh, that sounds like heaven on earth, and it will be heaven on earth. But you have to be willing to give up this old way of doing things. I mean, I myself had a lot of fun, but I had to dodge dangers my whole life. And I'm still dodging them, because the dark forces have set that. So many things that are self-perpetuating in this crazy world of ours that these dangers still exist. And so you got to be careful still. We still have a year to go, at least. And but we have the promise that it's going to happen in 2025, the first half. Big election coming up in November 2024. I'm the only person qualified to be the next president. And sure, people say, yeah, you're crazy. You can't win an election as a writing candidate. Oh, yeah, well, I'm not afraid to try. And you ought to not be afraid to support me. Because at least if you vote for me, you'll be voting for somebody who has ethics and knows how to take care of the average person and will use his authority to persuade the evil Congress to do things for you. It's not as far as people think. It's done with the art of persuasion. Just like they tricked you into doing all kinds of stupid things, I can influence them to do good things. Simple power suggestion. You know, the one who is gaining fame as the big negative one, the devil. Well, how do you think the devil, and there is a creature like that, but he's only one, but he's gained the reputation to be the king of all evil. Well, the devil, how does he get people to do bad things? He persuades them. That's it. And but persuasion can be used in a good way, and I've got that down pat. So I'm the only guy who can get the Congress to November on election day. I'm the only guy. Of course, I won't take office in the beginning of January, but just to win that, what a joyous day that can be. And you, the people, can be proud of helping somebody who's really genuine. These Republican and Democrat candidates, they're phonies. They're filthy rich. I don't care if you like Trump or not. He's a filthy rich billionaire, and he knows nothing about the common people. We're the majority, not the elite, not the billionaires. And forget about Biden. Like I said, we don't even know if that's a human being anymore. But and the election, let me, while we're talking about elections here, how come none of these big-time billionaire players, movers and shakers, grandstanders, not one of them is talking about changing the voting machines? We've known for decades now, not years, decades, that these machines can be cheated with elaborately. And we also learned the last election, there's a lot of other ways to cheat too. But the biggest cheating method is the electronic voting machines that can be hacked and manipulated beyond belief. And we have plenty of evidence of that. But why? So why isn't everybody's, why hasn't Trump saying anything about changing the machines? It was cheating that caused him to lose the last election. You know, Biden had no popularity, you know, and he was offering the people more than anybody else had ever offered. Of course, when he got in office, he wasn't as great as he pretended to be. He did a few things, but he was a failure when it comes to getting to Congress. I won't fail because I don't take no for an answer. If you elect me the president, I will see to it that the Republicans and the Democrats, however evil they still may be, that they get along and start doing things to for you, the people. Even if I have to trick them into doing good things, that's an honorable thing to do. If you can trick people into doing good things, what's wrong with that? They do it to you to make you do horrible things. Hey, turn around, it's fair play. And believe me, that's all I need. The authority, because as the president, they don't have to listen to what I have to say. It's a regular person here, a radio show. They don't have to listen to a damn word I'm saying. And they're probably not listening to them, because they listen to where the money is, you know? They're all home now drinking expensive champagne, watching the stock market how they can swindle some more money, counting their bars of gold that they have in their private safe, and all kinds of stupid crap like that. Not for one thinking how much, if they can convince the rest of the Congress to throw away your taxpayers' money, you know, another $30 billion or $300 billion to the sinkhole called the Ukraine. Yeah, that they're cut of that. They'll all be billionaires. That's why they want to push it so hard, you know. It's sickening. But that's it. The only way we're going to break this is for the people. You, the people, have to go out there and vote for me, which means writing my name in Tom Anderson. It's not that difficult. You know, don't listen to that crap. You're spoiling it for them. Well, you want to spoil it for them because these people are backstabbers. These are not your friends. The Democrats are not your friends, regardless of what they promise. And the Republicans are not your friends, regardless of what they promise. And their candidates are bullshit artists or clones. So let's wake up. You know, if you're not willing to stand up and for the, what's right and make your vote count for somebody who knows how to, like, straighten this whole crazy mess out and force these people to do good things via the power of suggestion. I don't force anybody to do anything, but I will suggest how you could be doing good things with your position of authority and why you should be doing that. And I'm pretty good at convincing people to do good things. The other clowns who are running, including that includes Trump and Biden, they don't know how to do this, you know? I mean, all of you stop idolizing Trump. Yeah, he did a few things and he's better than the rest, but the rest is total bottom of the barrel scum. So what's that saying? Anybody could have done better than him. And in the end, he turned out to be a loser. That's right. He lost the election. Well, we know it wasn't fair, but he lost the election. He's a loser, okay? And crying about spilled milk, come on, after it was over, it shows you, like, you know, he wasn't on top of things. You know, if he had been, he wouldn't have lost the election. First, he knew about the cheating with the voting machine, so he was smart. And he thought he had the people in the palm of his hand. Well, he should have been advocating, let's get rid of these voting machines because they're corrupt. And he didn't do that, which says that he's in with a group that thinks the way to win an election is by cheating. The one who cheats the best wins the election, regardless of how many votes were counted or who voted. So you're wasting your vote voting for either one of those parties, and I'm asking all Democrats and Republicans to vote for me, John Medicin, and we'll pull this out, and we'll figure out how to get the electoral vote thing ironed out before they get to vote on it, because that's how they always keep the third parties, but I'm not a party, I'm a person. And you ought to be out there willing to help me set up an electoral vote system where when I win the vote in a state, I'm going to have my electoral voters out there. And of course, they won't broadcast any of this on the TV, but we'll have our own channel. And when the smoke clears, we'll be telling them the next day, no, you're wrong. The independent right-wing candidate won the election and won the electoral votes, his electoral votes. So let's get working on this, people. We have to make it happen. We have to have control of the situation and to have control for the people to have control of the presidency. There could be nothing better than that to finally make our government serve us. And of course, we know it's a fake corporate government. Well, how come the candidates aren't talking the truth? How come Biden isn't saying, I'm the president of the corporation, which he is, and how come Trump isn't bringing it out that it's a corporation, the whole thing is illegal. He's not a legal president, but so why isn't he squawking about that every day and stuff? No, he's still trying to con you with more bullshit, still trying to divide people, and playing the old routine. Worked one time, but it isn't going to work this time. Hey, I'm the guy who's going to step ahead of the crowd and do this, but I need your support. I can't do it without you. Hey, I don't give a shit if I become the president or not, but with your help, I could. If you have a conscience, if you listen to what I say, listen to any of my shows, you say I'm somebody who knows what I'm talking about, knows 100 times more than any of these political party candidates. Well, so much for that. We're coming to the end of the show. Hey, it was called the radio show. Tell your friends about it. And if they have a phone, maybe they can participate next week. Same time, same bat channel or BBS radio network. And we can call it the Midnight Show, Central Time, because that's when I start. Saturday at midnight. It's my midnight special at the Central Daylight Time. Even though I do the show from New York City. Okay, we're going to do the countdown, and we're going to hear some cool guitar music, a guitar solo. I wrote this guitar solo, let me tell you. It's cool. And it's one of my favorites. At the end of the party, the partying kind, are you? I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words, it could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. sleeping. I don't want to join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All known, I was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.